looking for a gift for a friend, classmate, professor, co-host of a podcast, or really anyone?
PhysioMemes got your back with apparel, drinkware, and home decor. And if you go to physiomemes.com, you can get a 20% off coupon with the code GRATITUDE, spelled GRADITUDE20.
And don't forget to check out his social media for a good study break laugh.
As always, make life humorous. The SPT Secret Society is open for students who are looking to make a massive change in their PT school journey with fellow SPTs from around the world through our three pillars of study habits, personal development, and finances.
This is for the motivated SPT ready to take action now, because you know PT school is only a couple years long. So what are you waiting for?
Click the link right now in the show notes to join us in the SPT Secret Society.
And get your first month free by emailing us, ecretsay, ECRETSAY.
Welcome to Gratitude.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are two new grad DPTs helping you get through PT school on your first try, debt-free.
Join us as we guide you through the insanity of PT school.
Oh, I don't have it. Gabby, you're going to have to tell me updates of comments as I come in. Hello, yes. Everybody. Oh my God. Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
It is Super Bowl Sunday and we are here and we were just discussing, this is our first or second live of 2022 recording together and we are so excited. I was just saying to Sarah before we recorded this, I have like excited, not jitters, but like, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Guys, happy Valentine's Eve. If you celebrate Valentine's Day, I don't know. Sometimes it's just an excuse to tell somebody that you love them in whatever way you love them. But anyway, today is a very special day. This is, I believe, our second time live together in 2022. It has been a hell of a year. We're not going to go into all the details today, but just know that we appreciate all of you and thank you for being here. And Gabby, do you have any weekly, monthly, whatever, yearly updates that you want to give right now? Where are you in life? And oh, first, so what we're actually going to talk about today is if you just got your MPTE results, which we all know you did like a week ago, then you need to listen to this. Even if you've like moved on to your job, even if you haven't started studying, if you failed again, or even if you're not really sure what the hell you want to do with your life, this episode is for you. So first we're going to do updates, then we're going to dive into it. Gabby, how was your year 2022?
Yeah. So far, as you all know from previous episodes, I moved to a completely different state and that state is Maryland. I have been here since September, so 5 months and going on 6 months, which is wild. So that's where I am. I am in my position as a mobile physical therapist in the Baltimore metro area and definitely been highs and lows. And I'll get into that in another episode for those of you who are interested in this position. And I am finally feeling like I've just settled in because it took a while with COVID and, you know, I actually moved here when I took my board exam. So with that, I just haven't had time to explore and really just settle. And I can say now that I feel settled into living here. So those are all my updates.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that you feel settled. I'm so happy for you. Like, I don't think you guys listening can truly understand like the life adjustments that have been happening on the back end. And we're not here to just, you know, tell you all of it, but I feel like us sharing sometimes helps you guys because we know as new grads or soon to be new grads, like you're going to be going through this too. And so we try to share what we can to help you guys through, you know, maybe seeing us struggle and figure shit out helps you when you're struggling and figuring shit out. So I'm really proud of you, Gabby. I know it's been hard to like build your caseload over there, especially not having a van yet and all this stuff. So you know what? We're going to do another episode on that later. Being a new grad, trying to build your caseload as a mobile PT in a van.
Yes.
This year, oh my God, you guys, I'm back in Florida. We will go into details another time. I am back living in Florida and I am working full time with Cal Rice, the PT Hustle, helping with NPTE prep, which is super cool. And I am just loving this. I'm doing non-clinical work and I haven't really shared with the world that I'm back in Florida yet. So this is weird. The first time I'm saying it, holy shit. And I don't even have other words to say right now. And just new grad life is not what I thought it was going to look like, but I'm so, so happy and fulfilled right now and feeling so spoiled and it's going really well. So that's the short version of what I'm doing. But of course, to get to this point, there was a lot of struggle that I'm not ready to share now, but I don't want you guys to look at what we say today and be like, oh, this is just new grad life. It's so exciting and like all rainbows and unicorns. And that is absolutely not the case, but we want you just to know, you know, what's going on briefly. Anyway,
yes.
Let's dive into it. Oh, go ahead, Gabby. Go ahead.
I am, first of all, so proud of you. We have people coming in the comments. Andrew Tran is here, our good friend. David Bailiff is here too. Fantastic ladies. Thank you both. Thank you guys for joining. And if you have a few minutes, we want you to listen to this as well. For those of you watching live or the replay, this is really important. And for David and Andrew, you know, shedding experience or stories about what we're about to talk about. I know you both personally, and I know you have both gone through NPTE experiences. So that's what we're going to dive into. And we're just going to start it off because we're going to be talking about results. As you know, for the NPTE, it is administered 4 times a year. And recently, people just received their January results for PTs and PTAs. So congrats to everyone who has passed. I cannot tell you how excited we both were. And I was celebrating, I was crying. And especially for those of you who have not passed on your first attempt and it has taken you multiple times and you did it, I was all over the place. Sarah, I know you can say the same.
Yes. And I want to say that this episode is really, it's not purely about the NPTE, right? But it's about this new transition for all of you who just took the NPTE. It symbolizes something, right? You're not a student anymore. You're a physical therapist. Should I say that again? You are a physical therapist. And that's pretty damn crazy. Like, to think of all the years of work and dreaming and testing and studying and shall I go on? I don't even know how many freaking tests that you've all taken up to this point, but you have made it, right? And I think a lot of people anticipate this and they should feel such relief and they should feel like I've made it. But then people are like, now what? And then they start freaking out and then quarter life crisis all over again, no matter where you are in your actual age. So yes, this episode is not just about, oh, congrats to those who passed or congrats to those, even if you didn't pass yet, or to those who are maybe changing direction or going non-clinical. We're going to touch on all of it. So like Abby said, congratulations to all of you who freaking passed finally, or maybe on your first time, or your first time, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time, maybe your sixth and final time. I just want to say massive, massive congratulations to all of you. And I actually do get really emotional thinking about the people who took it multiple times. I know Gabby does too, because that's like a lot of effort and time, because obviously you have to wait 3 months between each time you're taking it. And if you don't pass out on the third time, you wait even longer to take it again. So like, we understand there's a lot of mental stuff that goes on the back end. So Gabby, you want to share your story first, and then we'll get into those who are changing direction maybe, or thinking about going non-clinical too.
Definitely. And again, thank you all for coming on. Thanks, Kristen, for joining. David said, this test does not define you. Exactly.
Thank you.
Yes. So true. This test does not define you. And that brings me perfectly into my story, because I started studying for the NPTE in February. Well, I would say for the NPTE, February of 2021, a year ago, we're just going to say this week. And during that time, I was on my last clinical. I was, you know, studying, and I was preparing for my boards in April of 2021. Now, let me preface this in saying in April, three major things were going on. The end of my clinical rotation, I moved back across the country, back home to the Carolinas, where I'm from. I graduated, and I had the NPTE all in 1 month. And I do not exaggerate when I say this was all in 1 month. And I thought I could do it. I said, you know what? I'm going to go for it. I know my ego was, you know, hot and heavy because I wanted to prove to myself, I wanted to prove to everyone else that I could do this. And I took it in April. I did not pass. I felt defeated. I felt devastated. However, I also felt just this gut feeling, if you all know what that is, when you come out of it, of, I don't think that went well. And it wasn't, oh, I could have passed, I could have not. The first time I said this did not go well. So moved on. After that, I was in a coaching program, specifically with the PT Hustle. And I was able to get organized, stay on track. I took it in July. So got everything I needed to take it in July. I sat for my exam, totally different outcome and for what I felt. I came out of there so confident. I remember saying, I just passed the heck out of that exam. And I was ready to go. I did everything in my power. I was on the phone with Sarah and our other friend when we were looking at results in July of 2021. And I saw the blue symbol that said failed. Again, attempt two, failed the NPTE. But this time, when I looked at my score, I was a few questions away. So I knew I had improved. However, I still, again, had to go through this process again and mentally just accept that, all right, I'm doing this for the third time. But my mindset shifted because I told myself, I said, you know what? This third time, I am going to pass. And I told multiple people that. I said, I want to share my story with students because I know it happens so often. So then fast forward to October of 2021, which was a little over 3 months ago. And I went in there. I was unsure. So a lot of you come out there of like, oh, I'm unsure. I could have passed. I could have not. And that's, I would say, majority of those who feel after the NPTE. Take it for the third time. I looked at results on my terms. I said, you know what? I'm looking when I'm ready. And I did. And I had that pass symbol, what I had been just visualizing, manifesting, and I did it. And I can tell you, it was not easy. For those of you who know this type of journey, it is not easy. And once you make it to the other side, it's like, okay, I did this, but there was a lot of stuff that went into it emotionally, mentally, physically, that I had to go through it to be where I am today. If I had passed my first attempt in April, I could tell you I would be a completely different person. I would not be living in Maryland. So just comes to show that when you don't pass, it means that something bigger is coming. And your time has not come yet. That's the biggest thing I've told a lot of you, is your past symbol is coming. It just has not happened yet.
And Gabby skipped over a few things that I'm sure she has blocked out of her memory a little bit about trying to figure out, well, when do I move to Maryland? Like, you yes. guys, there's so much that goes into this exam, right? Because it's a point of transition. It's a point of, okay, now maybe you do have a job waiting on you to pass. No pressure if you don't pass, right? So there's that on top of things. And then if you do have to move as well. So there's just so, so much on the back end. And I just want to say, for all of you who are maybe going through what Gabby went through, or maybe, you know, it's going to be something similar, I just want you to know that we're here and that you're not alone, and that if you ever, ever need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. I know it can feel very isolating, and it can feel like you're the only one going through this, and it can feel like the end of the world when that one job you were, that was waiting on you, decided to stop waiting on you. And that feels like shit.
Yeah. That's a good thing to mention when there's a job waiting on you and you tell them the news. I had to do that. I had a job ready, lined up, waiting for me on my second attempt. I didn't pass and I had to tell that to my employer. Luckily, I'm still in this position today because he was willing to wait for me. He wanted me. However, in a lot of cases, you know, employers have to move on and say, you know, we understand this time that you're going through, but there are other candidates that are ready to go right now. And it's not a blow to you. It's just what they have to do. And that position, it may not have been, you know, where you were meant to start off with. So thanks, Kyle, for coming on. Thanks, Laura. Kyle Rice is watching.
He said, Kyle, after go Gabby. Enjoy your vacation.
I see you, Sarah. So Sarah, my question to you, as we are talking about positions, now there are clinical, you know, positions that new grads take. However, there's also the non-clinical side. And for those who are just wondering, you know, saying like, do I want to treat clinically starting off? Do I have to? What are their options?
Do you have to? Okay, maybe we do a whole nother episode on options. We have talked about this, I believe, in a past episode. But I do just want to say, because I know a lot of you, especially with what I'm doing now for work, I hear a lot of different stories from students. And I'm not here to share details of all of them, but I think that seeing both extremes, it can be so exciting when somebody passes and they go into their dream job. And then you see other people who fail. Maybe it's only their third time taking it and they fail. And then they feel like they're going to give up on the entire profession. And that's really, really sad to me. If it's purely because of the exam that they're giving up and they just feel defeated, but they still love physical therapy, like that's really sad. So I see both things. And I just hope that you guys, if you're listening, if you're ever there in that low spot, if you truly, truly love physical therapy and treating patients, do not give up on it. And that's coming from me as somebody who, like, I loved treating patients. I'm a really empathetic person. It was just a lot of energy for me. Like it was so much energy every single day to see that many patients. It just wasn't for me. I couldn't mentally do it. It wasn't good for my mental well-being. And so what I do now is helping people who are now trying to pass the board exam, you know, in a different way. And I'm okay with this non-clinical role of doing more the communication side of like physical therapy, right? So that's what I'm doing now. And you guys have non-clinical options. I just want you to know that they're out there. You don't have to leave the profession completely, but if you are content with that and you feel good about it, like go with it. And I know that sounds so counterintuitive because we're here on a podcast for PT students, but like people change their minds. I just want you all to know it is perfectly okay to change your mind. And you don't have to just go along with the expectations that other people have placed on you because you've sunk in so many hours and years and time and energy and money into this thing you thought you wanted to do. And then you got there and decided you didn't really want to do it as much as you really thought you did. And that kind of sucks. But oftentimes when you get to that point, some other door opens. And so I just want to say that's it. That's all I wanted to say because I could keep on going down this hole, but I just am so proud of all of you, whether you passed this time, whether you failed this time, whether you're changing directions or going non-clinical, whatever is happening in your life after this freaking exam into this new transition as a new grad, like, wow. I just want you all to like sit there and be proud of yourselves no matter what just happened in your life, because something better is coming.
Something better is coming. And I want you, you know, truly to be proud of yourself. Everybody is going to be in your corner and rooting for you. You have the best support system. However, it has to come within, and truly being proud of yourself, whether it's passing, not passing yet, or changing directions, because it can be a grieving process, and it will be a grieving process. And there's so much more to it. So we wanted to give you all those stories and just words of encouragement today. And we are here for you. We know and have been through it. So if you are listening to this and this is a sign for you, you just need this, you need to talk to someone, feel free to reach out and we will direct you to the best resources and tools for you. And we are so excited to be back. And for those of you watching, thank you so much for coming on. We are approaching almost 300 episodes, and woo-hoo, we are so excited. We will be, once we get to that point, doing something very special for all of you for being here. And that's all we have today. So if you're live or replay, catch us in the Student Physical Therapist Network group. We are here, and you can interact with other students. There's a lot of really, really, really awesome and cool people here.
Yes, you're so right. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time, maybe weekly on Sundays. Stay tuned, Sunday mornings. But yes, see you guys next week.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Gratitude. We would absolutely love to hear your biggest takeaway from this episode and share it out on all of the social media platforms and tag us so we can see it.
And if you like our show, the best thing you could do is to take a minute to write a review to help us get this out to more students like you to shift the narrative away from stressed and broke SPT.